Blog Talk Radio.
For those of you that are new to the show, welcome. And we always like to start with a grounding. This is a show really dedicated to you about helping you trust your intuition to live a five-star life in every single area. So a life that really uplifts you and really speaks to your soul and that you get to design exactly how you want. We're also going to be looking at the new moon today in Leo and what that means for you. And we're going to be sharing tips on giving without depleting yourself. So if you're ready, I'm just going to invite everybody to close your eyes and take a nice deep breath in and exhale. Beautiful. Go ahead and let's do that two more times together. And as you're breathing, I invite you to come up with an intention, something that you want to create for this new moon period. So the new moon lasts anywhere from, 3 to 5 days, depending on where your source is. But it's a great time for new beginnings, fresh starts, do-overs, reevaluations on what you want, reflection, all of that good stuff. So the first thing that I want to share with you is the actual new moon in Leo is tomorrow, the 14th, and it starts at 10:53 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So for those of you on the East Coast, 10:53. For those of us on Pacific Time, 7:53. And you may be already feeling the effects of this new moon. It's really about love, expansion, and ownership. And I'm going to go through each of those in just a second here. But just check in with yourself. Out of those three areas, love, expansion, and ownership, which one kind of speaks to you the most right now? And you don't even have to know why. That's the beauty of this new moon. It's about trying new things. So for some of you, it's love, looking at past loves, looking at current loves, looking at how you are receiving, how are you giving, where are you still holding on to old paradigms, old ideas from the past around what love is supposed to look like, and how can you open your heart space, right, to receive and give even more. This is also about family. This is a new moon about family. Leo is about, children and family and big audiences. So who is your audience right now? Maybe it is your mom, your dad, your siblings, your coworkers. Where do you feel like you could be a little bit more compassionate? Where could you be more supportive? And where do you want people to support you? Now, the next piece of this is expansion, right? It's about going bigger and bolder than you ever have before. So let's say in your career, you're feeling a little bit stuck, a little plateaued. How would it feel to completely revamp that area of your life? What would that even feel like or look like? And do you know that you can have that? Or are you holding back, or are these old beliefs getting you down that say, you can only hit this income level, or you can only get to this position because of your background or your education or whatever it is that seems to be an obstacle in your way? It's also a moon about expanding your social community. So where have you been kind of hiding your light under a basket, so to speak? Where have you been getting that internal nudge to check out a new class or to go to a meetup group or to pull back from certain people, certain friends that maybe don't share your values anymore, old relationships? What holds you back from getting bigger? I'm going to be asking a lot of big questions on this show, and whether you're listening live or on the replay, I just invite you to have a sheet of paper handy, because there's something really cool that happens when we all gather energetically. You get insights about your life. You may have a big question that comes up for yourself that may get answered later this week. Some of the ways that spirit connects with us is through songs. So you may have heard a song, or you keep hearing the same lyric in your head and you don't know why. Take a look at what that lyric is saying. How is it symbolic of where you're at right now? Another way that spirit talks to you during this new moon period is through symbols. I've had clients tell me they literally look in the clouds and see a figure that is an answer to a question or confirmation of something that they were thinking about. So look to the sky if you do have a cloudy day and see what the clouds have to say. And then finally, listening to your own gut feelings is, of course, invaluable. It's so easy to say, we're going to trust ourselves, and it's very hard to do if you're not used to it. So how can you expand your world? And then last, ownership. What I mean by this, it's not about possession, but where do you feel like something or someone is trying to possess you? It's really about owning your choices. So taking full responsibility for what is in your life right now, for everything that's led up to this point and everything that you create after that. So a lot of this is about forgiveness. It's about placing blame in its right place, which is back to the world of illusions, right? Because it's anything that keeps you separate from someone else. It's our ego. It's that part of us that's maybe hurt or wishes things were different. But your higher self knows on some level you took part in this. You created it. It came into your world somehow. And so the more that we can own up to what came into our world and what we want to come in, the more free you will feel. Now, from a health standpoint, a lot of you may have been having some stomach issues. They're showing me the third chakra, which is all about digestion and personal power and really standing in what you want, not in what somebody else wants for you, but what do you really, really want? Digging in your heels and standing your ground may be part of it. Letting go of the past, certainly a part of it too. And looking at what people, places, foods, thoughts keep you from feeling free. Where you have the same thing playing in your head or the same story. When I was 5, this happened to me. My girlfriend or boyfriend said this, and because of them, blah, blah, blah. What is it for you? We all have those little tapes. And hopefully by the end of the show, you'll raise your energy and your vibration around it, so that you can let them go if you so choose. All right, well, let's go ahead and get right into this. So if you're just joining us, welcome. This is Diana Durrell with your new moon in Leo, Giving Without Depleting Yourself show. Now, giving without depleting yourself, Leo is a big energy. It's about, basically taking the stage in your life. And with that comes the element of giving and sharing and loving the world and everybody in your world. And it can be really tiring if you don't take care of yourself. So I'm going to give some simple tips that you can apply right now to your life to give to the people in your life without running dry. So the first one may seem super obvious, but we often forget, I know I definitely do, is to check your vitals before giving. What I mean by that is the basics. Are you hungry? Are you thirsty? Have you had enough rest? And have you had enough play? Again, food, water, rest, and play. The one I see most often in my practice that's missing is play, believe it or not. Right? Most of us know, okay, we're dehydrated, let me get some water. Or I'm really hungry, I need to get a sandwich or something. But the one that's missing is play. Right? We often leave it for last on the list. We often feel guilty. We see it as an indulgence, not a requirement. But our souls need play. And that doesn't have to mean, going outside and playing a football game and going to the spa followed by, playing a board game followed by whatever. It's not about overdoing play either. But it's about picking something that makes your logical mind relax, right? It helps you to kind of come into that childlike wonder state. And we all need that. It could just literally be a minute of visualization or imagination or reading a good book. I've been pet sitting right now for this adorable dog, and she reminds me daily to play. And I know when I'm getting too caught up in business stuff because she comes over and starts licking my feet and starts dragging her toys around, and I'm reminded, oh, yes, I'm forgetting my own advice. So before we give out, check your vitals. Second tip here is remember to be the fountain versus the faucet. So this is a metaphor that I actually heard from Kate Northrup. And if you haven't checked out her book, Money, A Love Story, I highly recommend it, especially if one of the things you want to revamp this new moon is yours around money and having. So in that book, she talks about this idea of the faucet, right? When you go to your kitchen sink and you turn on the faucet, what happens to the water, right? Use it to wash the dishes and then it goes straight down the drain. But instead, right, she says, think of yourself as a fountain. You think about a gorgeous fountain. It gives out water, gives out life and beauty, and then it recycles itself. So it's a constant dance between giving and receiving. So which one have you been? Have you been the faucet or have you been the fountain? If you've been the faucet, don't beat yourself up. Most of us have been there at one time or another, right? But it really is you kind of giving all of your life force to something or someone when it's either, not reciprocated or it's not received and you just feel tired, or, right, you haven't taken care of yourself and those vitals that we just talked about. It really is a mental shift more than anything else about allowing yourself to feel selfish, to feel a little bit guilty, to hold back, right? And to even say, no, I really want to give right now, but I can't. I'm sorry. So many of us, especially as women, we tend to give, 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 and we come last on the list. And then we get resentful and tired and frustrated, right, with the people in our lives, when really it's just us calling the shots and saying, I'm just going to give even though I'm exhausted. How can we stop that? So again, just ask yourself, which one are you committed to being for this new moon? What's one thing that you could do right now to shift into being the fountain? Maybe it's to ask your husband to help you more around the house. If you're in business, maybe it's to hire an assistant or to give them more work where you've been micromanaging. Or in your health, maybe it's that, you listen to your body and you decide that morning workouts are just not working for you and you try evening. It's about doing what works for you and what serves you. And so finally, the last thing I want to share with you is the ingredients. Spirit gave me this right before I came on air, the ingredients for success, which I thought was fascinating. And what came is the three elements or three ingredients are clarity, right? You have to know what you want or what you want to create before it comes to you, which is kind of logic. Curiosity, which most of us cultivate without even realizing it. It's the part of us that is really, really excited and focused to learn something new or to share something in a bigger way that we haven't ever shared before. It's that play element. And then the last one is faith. And so for each of these, clarity, curiosity, and faith, which one do you tend to have an issue with? Which one do you kind of overlook or skip over and wonder why things aren't coming to you or why your life is a certain way? For me, during the manifestation process, when I learned about this, honestly, it was faith. I was very clear on what I wanted, right? I was definitely passionate and curious and willing to put in the work to receive whatever it was. But the faith part, right? We often want it on our time, not spirit's time. It has to look a certain way or we don't want it. And faith really is about trusting that what you have put out there, your genuine desire, your genuine soul level creation is going to come back in the form that's perfect. It's about releasing attachment to the outcome and the form and the time, which is the hardest thing. And so there's an affirmation that you can use for this new moon. And this is from another wonderful book that I'm reading right now. It's called The Game of Life and How to Play It. And it's by Florence Scovel Shinn. Definitely check it out. It's an amazing book. And she says, faith is elastic. Stretch it to the end of your demonstration. I'm going to say that one again. Faith is elastic. Stretch it to the end of your demonstration. Now, what she means by demonstration, right, is your commitment to a certain creation. Maybe it's a new project. Maybe it's to have a certain feeling in your home, right? The demonstration is the visual of what it is that you want, plus the effort and the focus and intention behind it. In the book, she says, success is a road of loving absorption in what you are doing. It is a road of undivided attention. And she talks a lot about the mind. So what we focus on, we tend to replicate in our lives, right? So if you're always focused on the past, then what you're going to get in the present is images and representations and people that represent the past. And the feelings of how you felt in the past. Are your thoughts negative or positive? Do they inspire you or do they take you into a lower energy state? Right? And that's the beautiful part. It's all within our control. But your words are that powerful. So what words can you use as your new moon mantra to really anchor yourself into that space of love and expansion and ownership of what you want? It might be a word. It might be an image. One thing that I can offer you is, picking a color that feels really inspiring. First thing that comes right now, for me, it's purple. So I might think of a purple ball of light, right around my third eye, that area of our body right between our eyebrows. That represents psychic perception, intuition, spirit. So I know if I close my eyes and I picture this beautiful purple light flashing, it's a reminder to my subconscious of what I'm holding to be true, right? A new love, a new home, a certain amount of money, a certain feeling at work, whatever it is. Our subconscious responds more to visual than, words, but whatever feels right for you. So just take 30 seconds right now and pick a color and pick an image. Maybe it's a ball like I just gave you. Maybe it's a heart or some other shape that represents what it is that you want to call in this new moon. Everybody got there? Awesome. Also, for those of you that are online, you can ask me a question in the chat room. That just got opened up. If you feel shy to call in, I totally understand. But I'd love to take some of your calls in the next few minutes. So if you would like to call, you just press 1 on your phone. And it's 657-383-1696. And we are talking about giving without depleting yourself. Faith, the new moon, and how you can maximize it. So now we go to the second half of the show, which is really about calling in your vision, right? It's about setting the energy so that you can give everything you've got to this dream that's in your head and to the people that you love. So this meditation is going to last about 4 to 5 minutes. Please pull over if you are driving. I do not want you driving and listening to this. And for everybody else, you don't have to do a darn thing except be open to receive. Okay, so if you're willing to, I'm going to have you close your eyes and take some deep breaths. and feel every cell in your body just relaxing. And sending energy to your feet, your ankles, all the way up to your knees, letting any tension go in your knees. All the way up to your hips and your stomach. Relaxing your chest and your heart. There's a lot of energy in people's hearts tonight. Really cool. Relaxing anything that you're tensing up about in the shoulder area, shoulder and back. Relaxing the throat. Relaxing the face. And finally, the crown chakra, way up at the top of your head. And visualize two lines of energy. It's almost like a cone of light that's coming out of your head and another one that's coming out of your feet. So you're perfectly balanced in the material, human world, and also spirit, the higher self, whatever you call it. And from this balanced, grounded state, I invite you to see a pathway in front of you. And this pathway is your connection to your higher self. And it may look very different than you think. So see yourself, imagine yourself walking down this pathway. It may be a red carpet, it may be a cobblestone path, maybe water. It doesn't matter. In 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And as you come into this sacred space that only you know what's in there, go to a place where you feel comfortable. Maybe it's by a tree, if you're at an ocean, maybe it's a spot on the sand. Maybe it's a gorgeous castle and you're sitting on a throne. Just go there and just breathe. And on the count of three, I'm going to have spirit bring you a box. And it may just be a box that appears. You may see an angel bring it to you. Again, don't get caught up in judging your experience here. One, two, three. And in this box, there is a pen and a scroll. So you can open the box, notice what the pen looks like, how it feels, is it heavy, light? This is your connection to everything that you want to let go of, that you know is holding you back from this new life, from this new space, from this new phase of your journey. And we're just going to take 15 to 20 seconds to have you energetically write out everything you want on that scroll that you're ready to let go of. And if you're very tactile and your mind tends to wander in meditation, I'm going to have you actually take your real hand up in the air and start just drawing or writing these things in the air. Again, our subconscious does not know the difference. But try to keep your eyes closed. Beautiful. And you may find that you need more time, and that's okay. You can keep going. Listen to this replay. So now you can go ahead and close the box. And I have you stand up from where you are. And visualize a gorgeous guide. And it may be, again, an angel, a being of light. You may see a mirror or representation. It doesn't really matter. And on the count of three, I'm going to invite you to hand that box over to this spirit being or this higher place, whatever you want to call it, symbolizing your complete detachment from everything you just wrote down. this is harder than it seems. You may be really attached to some of those people or things that really pissed you off or hurt you or whatever it is. But if you're ready, this is your time. 3, 2, 1. Go ahead and surrender it, hand it over. My kinesthetic people, you can literally toss up your hands in the air to symbolize the release if you want. And take a deep breath in and out. Awesome. How does it feel to just let go? Now, your logical mind may be wondering, well, did I really let it go? How will I know if it really let go of me? Intuition is not about silencing the mind. It's not about making your logical side wrong. But it's about taking the logical side as a faithful servant of the intuition. Our intuition has no opinion, no bias or judgment. It simply knows things. Sometimes you know things and you don't know how or why you know them, but they're just true. And then you can incorporate your heart and how you feel about something. And then finally, what actions you want to take. And the actions, that undivided attention, that loving absorption that Florence talks about in her book, right? That's the purpose of our mind, is to focus our energy. It's so easy to scatter your energy in a billion directions and then wonder why none of them are taking flight. So to complete our meditation, I'm just going to bring you back into this time and space, sending new energy, letting go of residual energy, starting up at the crown. This time we're going to reverse it. To the throat, opening up your chest and your heart. Your shoulders, all the way down your arms and out your fingertips, just filling yourself with light. Remember to breathe. Opening up energy in your stomach, your solar plexus, your power center, knowing that it is safe for you to be powerful. All the way down to your hips, your legs, your knees, down to your ankles and your feet. Coming back in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Go ahead and float the eyes open and just notice how you feel. I see some of you say, I feel relaxed, sleepy. Okay. That's good. Sleep is actually something I forgot to mention. A lot of you have been emailing me and Facebooking me. You know, is it normal that I need more sleep? I feel like I'm sick, but I'm not sick. I'm just tired. And what's going on? Whenever we have a shift with the moon, it can be really taxing on the physical body because our subconscious and our spiritual side is transforming, is getting bigger, it's changing, and the physical body sometimes needs time to catch up. So you might get sick, you might get a pimple, you might like stub your toe, something random. I've heard it all. Just take extra good care of yourself during this time and don't judge yourself. If you need to rest, rest. All right, so this is your last call. If you'd like to get in the queue for a reading, the lines are open. All you have to do is call 657-383-1696 and just press 1 so I can see your hand up. You can also say hi in the chat room and I can take questions from there. This could be about anything that you want to ask. My readings are, you know, really about supporting you on your path and helping you to really co-create with the divine and co-create with what you already know is true for you. So I'd like to pull a card for everybody, for the collective. Shuffle. All right, so I got 2 that popped out of the deck. Is not an accident. The first card I got was Crystal, and the message on it for everybody tonight is have faith and hope because there is something positive and new on the horizon that you cannot yet see. How perfect is that for our new moon? So it's not about grasping. It's not about pushing. It's just about faith and accepting that something new is on its way or is soon to be on its way. And then the second message I got for everyone is an angel named Azur. It's an angel flying out of a clock tower, which is very, again, timely given what we talked about with the mind and wanting to control everything. It says your desired outcome will occur in the very near future. Have patience and faith and stop trying to force it to happen. Well, there you go, folks. Full circle here. Remember, just let's go over the tips again if you came in late for giving without depleting yourself. First, check your vitals. Second, be the fountain, not the faucet. And three, see how you can incorporate clarity, curiosity, and faith into your experience. And really trust yourself. There's a story, I'm sure you've heard it, Alibaba and the 40 Thieves, where he goes to find the secret place in the mountain. And the only way that the door opens to this magical cave is when he says the words, open sesame, right? And then everything opens and riches and glory and all of that good stuff that we call success happens to him. And so the same with you. How can you be so mindful of your words, right? So focused, giving your words and your thoughts your undivided attention, loving absorption, so that they're supporting you, not dragging you down. I had a question come on Facebook. How do I deal with the fact there's a fear? So I feel like I have a fear of being successful. What if my family will not accept me when I'm successful? Well, that's a very brave question. Thank you, Annie, for asking that. So let's just tune into that. There's a couple layers. First, it's great that you've identified that you do have a fear of success. Oftentimes we think it's failure, but success is just as scary. It requires our reality to shift and our dynamics and relationships to change. So just by the fact that you've asked it, what I'm hearing from your guides is you're already on your way to releasing it. And it's not about changing your parents or changing your family. The only thing that you can really control is your response to success. And whatever you model for your family is what you're going to get back, right? Because we're all mirrors for each other. And I pulled a card for you, and what I got was timeout. It says you've been so busy taking care of everyone else's needs, it's time to stop and take care of yourself. And it's an angel giving herself a hug. What I hear for you is you're an amazing daughter, mom, whatever relationship, family you're talking about here. Your relationship is solid. And so this fear is really kind of within you more than with your family. So if you can accept your own success and what that means for you, then your family, it looks like, will follow suit, which is really cool. So how do we define success? You've got to figure that out for yourself. But a good marker is, how do you want to feel? You know, do you want to feel free, expansive, more generous? It looks different for different people. And the other thing is, you know, incremental upgrades. So maybe your version of success is way out there and, you know, you've never achieved anything close to it. So it feels kind of unbelievable. So take the next, the next incremental upgrade. An example is if you hate cleaning your house, right? It may be really scary to have somebody come in once a week while you're out, you know, having fun or running errands. But maybe you get somebody to come in once a month. Maybe that's your next step. Or you ask your husband to help you clean the kitchen. It's just about starting exactly where you are and then inching your way closer to that bigger vision. It's a great question. I hope that helps. Just some quick announcements before we end tonight's show. If you would like to learn more about getting out of your own way, I do have a free training call coming up on August 25th. So that's coming up in 2 weeks now. And it is the five common ways that we block ourselves from creating a five-star life. And these are things that I've seen in my own life and with my clients that have manifested some miracles. And really identifying where you get in your own way is the first step. So if you're interested in that, please get on my mailing list. Just go to my website, which is DeannaDorell.com. That's spelled DiannaDorell.com. We'll send you all the info. It's free. If you can't make it, there is a recording available. And also, if you liked what you heard tonight and you want to delve deeper into your personal life and story and see what might be holding you back, I do private sessions. And if you want to check out the Facebook page, it's facebook.com/DiannaDorell. There is a special link there for all of you that tune in to the radio show for a private reading and session. Okay, folks, this is the end of the show, but what I want to end on is just some gratitude. I just want to appreciate all of you for taking the time to tune in for yourself, for your own spiritual well-being and health. I know that there's lots of places you could be right now, so I appreciate you. And I'm going to leave you with a question. Where do you need to appreciate yourself more? Where have you been holding yourself back? Where do you want to go? There's a lot of questions I'm firing at you. What would help you get closer? And what do you need to let go of? Thank you so much for tuning in. This is Deanna Durrell, your host. Until next week, have a blessed new moon, and we'll talk to you soon.